Hello everybody, it's me Vidushi Besht, and today I'm going to be reading the ninth chapter of The Haunted Dinosaur. Chapter 9, Put Me Down, Bonehead. In their haste, the three brothers knocked over the little table with the tea tray, cups and weak old pastries. Ziggy dove after the sweets and gobbled them up in one gulp. Unfortunately, Lenny, Benny and Denny bumped into the unattended gramophone as well. The ancient contraption, Shammy Rattenbaum's pride and joy from his long-ago youth, smashed into tiny pieces. Crash, bang, clunk, boom. Lyrica's record flew off the gramophone. And as soon as the music stopped, the Spookosaurus went berserk. It bellowed angrily, shattering the few unbroken windows that remained in the Rattenbaum mansion. Roar! Petrified with fear, the triplets were unable to move. But Shamley Rattenbaum was suddenly filled with a protective instinct. He leaped from his chair and gallantly put himself between the Spookosaurus and his granddaughters like a furry shield. "Stop right there, you ugly beast," he squeaked. "Don't you dare put that horrid snout of yours any closer to my adorable granddaughters." The empty-eyed Spooksaurus just glared at Rattenbaum, looking more menacing than ever. Slowly, it moved its bony snout closer, sniffing the aristocrat from the ends of his whiskers to the tip of his tail. "Yam!" the skeleton growled clearly. Then the Spookosaurus grabbed Rattenbaum by the collar of his tattered jacket and lifted him off the ground. "Put me down, bonehead," Shamley squeaked. "Put me down right now." The sisters ran to help. Tilly and Lily grabbed the skeleton's tail while Millie went after one of the prehistoric monster's legs. "Let's go after Grandpa right now," they squeaked. The Spookosaurus nonchalantly wagged his tail, pushing Tilly and Lily aside. Then it shook his head, dislodging Minnie. Finally, the beast tugged Rattenbaum firmly under its armpit, trapping him securely. As Shamley was jostled around, a dozen or so bones rained down. Not one to miss an opportunity for free food, Ziggy grabbed a bone and tried to gnaw it. Unfortunately, he found it too hard and threw it away, disappointed. Rattenbaum couldn't move a whisker. "I told you to put me down," he shrieked, "and your armpits stink." The Spookosaurus just sneered and galloped down the path. In a few seconds, it had disappeared completely from sight. The triplets tried to follow, but the scampering skeleton was too fast. "Come back!" Millie, Tilly and Lily squeaked, but to no avail. The sound of a car horn behind them startled the sisters. They turned to see the Turbo Rapid 3000 pull up with Creepyland and Geronimo inside. As soon as they saw the Famehouse publisher, they ran toward the car, begging for help. "Help us, Geronimo! Please help!" So that is it for today, guys. I'll be back again tomorrow to read another chapter in another episode. Till then, this is Vidushi Besht, signing off. Bye-bye!